Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. The winter months can be especially hard for people who are experiencing homelessness, but the faith communities in Columbia have been collaborating to provide emergency winter shelter since 2008. This week we hear from Jim Jantz and Rocky Alden, both with Room at the Inn. They spoke about the health issues their guests most often face, as well as the importance of treating everyone with dignity. Here's Rocky.
Room at the Inn is a perfect example of our churches all coming together. We have between 5 and 6 churches that will host the actual shelter at their church, those that are large enough. In addition to that, we have probably 35 churches that participate, up to 40 a year. One church could not do this. One church couldn't house it for the 3 to 4 months that were open through the winter because it would just be overwhelming. But if one church can take 2 weeks and another church can take 3 weeks, and then other people can help be one of the 500 volunteers that we need to operate every year. So it's the perfect collaboration. Two things people need to think about. A lot of people in this situation aren't probably getting medical attention. And the second thing is they're exposed to the elements. I think we see probably just about every kind of health situation. I think you do see some mental illness in some of the individuals that are there. Jim, what have you seen?
Also, I've seen issues of disease related to aging. You know, there's heart disease and liver disease. And when they live out on the streets for 4, 5, 6 years, you can see that they've aged more rapidly than the average person has. So someone will look older than they really are just because of the stress on the body. I'm surprised we haven't seen more frostbite, but we had one person with frostbite last year. You know, the doctors had told him, do not go out into the cold. And so he was one person that we let in early. I would say that in providing these resources, you're also providing dignity for the person. In Christianity, we believe God is a God of love, but how does that love get manifested in the world? It gets manifested, I think, the most with the lonely, the lost, the least, those that are really hurting. During one of the elections, we had a town meeting for First Ward. And this guy got up to talk, and his statement was, if not here, then where? If not here, then where? He'd been told, move on. You can't loiter here. You can't loiter there. You can't be in this park. You have to. It's like, I don't have a place to live. Where can I go just to be? And being told that over and over, you develop this feeling of not being wanted, of being a problem to the community. Everybody needs dignity. And when it's been taken away from you, you need it even more.
That was Jim Jantz and Rocky Alden speaking about Room at the Inn, which is currently open at the Unitarian Universalist Church until December 17th. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Jonah McKeown. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.